Eden Park says it'll struggle to stay commercially viable if vaccination rates in Auckland don't get close to 90%. As the prospect of summer crowds and concerts draw closer, major events are mulling how to keep punters COVID-19 free. For now, the country's largest ground has stopped short of saying it'll require proof of vaccination before entry, but it says promoters looking to use their venues may have rules of their own. Our reporter Nick Trubridge and cameraman Nick Monroe have the story.
Ticket, please, and can I see your vaccine passport? Is this what's set to greet you at the gates of Eden Park as fans fill a Friday night T20? Will it be the request as you bop your way into that summer festival? For these Aucklanders, starved of a band at the pub, let alone a cricket game or a concert, the answer is, it should be.
I'm involved in music myself, and for a lot of musicians and people who organise big events, I mean, they've got no work on. It's a very difficult time for them. So if people did have those passports, yeah, I think that would give, it would open it up a lot more, yeah. So I that's why I think it's a good idea.
I am a nurse and I have lots of friends that have also been nursing overseas in the COVID pandemic, and they've just spoken about how horrific it is and how busy they've been and how it's a horrible death. So I think if you can prevent it, let's prevent it and make it safe for everybody.
Very good idea. Very good idea. You want to know that the people there are not contaminating or spreading. It's pretty basic, pretty simple, really.
But what about the big players? Will they say, no passport, no play? Eden Parks spent the day in the headlines. It snagged Guns N' Roses for a rare concert at the ground next December.
I'm sitting at the stands here at Eden Park and it's pretty empty. There's no one here. In fact, it's been this way since Auckland re-entered lockdown. All events that were planned were cancelled. But fast forward to December 2022, rock and roll fans will be sitting in these seats, jamming out to Guns N' Roses. It'll be cricket season then, so they might come back for some Black Caps games as well. But how do they know they're going to be safe? Will they, for instance, have to give a vaccine passport when they hand that ticket over?
While Eden Park hasn't announced a blanket no vax, no entry policy, Chief Executive Nick Sautner indicated it may be a requirement for some promoters before booking venues.
With regard to vaccination, we're taking guidance from central government. We have taken a leadership role in relation to promoting vaccination and being part of the solution. We have seen both internationally, there's been discussions around whether it be a promoter or a band saying without a vaccination, we're not permitting you to that that event or that concert. So we're in dialogue with the industry but also with promoters around what their position will be.
But one thing's for certain, low vaccination rates paired with continued time outside level one will cripple Eden Park.
We understand that without vaccination at a level, whether it be 80 or 90%, it's going to be very difficult for us to hold events. And without events, our commercial viability is compromised. So we're encouraging everyone to go out, get vaccinated and be part of the future of the park. And without vaccination, it's going to be very difficult for us to operate.
Rhythm & Vine's founder and director Hamish Pinkham says while the festival sold all 20,000 odd tickets, it remains in the dark as to whether Level 1 will arrive in time for its 2021 edition.
No, we've got no inside words, so we're waiting with bated breath. But yeah, we're looking for a bit of direction on how mass events could take place. There's been obviously a lot of chat around vaccinations, and we're looking into our network throughout the world to see how events are taking place within the vaccination mandate, and it's certainly something we'll explore once we get direction on how it will be achieved.
As for passports, Mr. Pinkham says it's not on the cards yet, but he has a message for festival goers.
I'm still waiting on a bit of direction on how that will be implemented, but yeah, we're certainly supportive of vaccinations. We're encouraging our punters to get vaccinated and support the government initiatives, and hopefully we can get back to live events soon.
COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins told Checkpoint a downloadable vaccination certificate should be available to Kiwis in the coming weeks. Major event holders left mulling whether they'll require passport to party.